From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Anonymous sources are often trouble for journalists. Protecting a source's identity can allow for a frank discussion about a touchy subject. But when does a source need to be anonymous? And how does a reader know the source is authoritative or even real? The dean of the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University used anonymous quotes in two pieces in the Medill Alumni Magazine. Dean John Levine had students saying, quote, "This is the most exciting my education has ever been," and, quote, "I sure feel good about this class." Not exactly controversial material. David Spett is a senior at Medill, and this week he wrote a column for the Daily Northwestern about what struck him as odd concerning those quotes.
Well, I think the biggest giveaway is that they're anonymous. I don't see any reason why any student would have any problem talking about their favorite class. I certainly wouldn't. Also, some of the phrasing of the quotes struck me as not really typical of the way people my age speak.
So you decided to track down the students that the dean spoke to? How'd you go about doing this?
The class actually had a final project that they made, and on that final project, the entire class list was produced. So I went by that list and was able to reach all 29 students in the class, and every single one told me that the quote was not something they had said.
Now, is it possible that one of the students just didn't cop to the quote?
Absolutely. It's entirely possible. I did tell all of them that I would not print their name if it was them. I think that was the sort of thing that would hopefully get them, you know, to admit to having said the quote if it was them, but, you know, that didn't influence anyone.
So you have this information. None of the students owned up to these quotes. You decided then to confront the dean?
Well, as a columnist, I thought, you know, certainly he deserved a chance to respond. It's entirely possible that someone had forgotten that they said the quote, that they wrote it in an email. You know, I thought that the dean deserved a chance to respond to this. So I went to his office and sat down with him and told him what I had done and what I found and asked for his response.
Tell me about that conversation.
Well, certainly I was not the most comfortable, but, you know, I had my questions planned out in advance, and I came in with a recorder because I thought it was crucial that I have the exact wording that I used and that the dean used during that conversation.
And what was his explanation?
Well, his explanation was that this is not really the same as the traditional news story, and therefore the ethics of attributing quotes and really the ethics of sourcing, it would be very different for this sort of piece, he said. He also said that it was a real quote. At first he wasn't sure, and then he told me that it came from an email, but he didn't have the email anymore, and he wasn't sure which student had sent it.
So were you comfortable with his explanation? Did you buy his explanation?
I think it's not up to me to make a judgment on whether or not I buy his explanation. I think I see my role as presenting the facts here and allowing people who are, you know, aware of the facts to draw their own conclusion as to whether his explanation is one that has credibility or not.
Now, you're a senior there at the Medill School of Journalism. So what are you taught about the use of unattributed sources?
Well, in journalism, we're certainly taught that the use of unattributed sources should be avoided as much as possible. There really needs to be a reason. We're taught why a source should remain anonymous, some reason why, you know, giving their name in print would cause them harm. And you know, I didn't see a reason why in this case that applied. Now, the dean says this is not journalism. You know, I'm not going to make a judgment on that. But the dean says that when he writes news, he, of course, follows that standard.
Now, you're getting, as I understand, you're getting quite a lot of response to this. What has the response been? How have people been responding to you?
I'm getting all kinds of emails, phone calls, text messages. My Facebook profile and wall are exploding with people I haven't talked to for years commenting on these issues. Just this morning, a number of strangers have requested to be my friend on Facebook.com, which I think is interesting and a little shocking. I really was not expecting any of this.
Well, David Spett, good luck to you. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
David Spett is a columnist at the Daily Northwestern. He's also a senior at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University. We called Dean John Levine for a response, and he gave us a written statement. He commends David Spett for raising the matter of using unnamed sources, and he insists the quotes in question are real. Dean Levine points to a video of students expressing similar upbeat sentiments, but not making those exact statements.